Warning! Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiling Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, since we started our show in September of 2000, we've been bringing in live guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Good morning, Dr. Tong. How are we doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Great.
Everyone.
We have an exciting show for you today. Would you like to introduce our first guest?
Yes. You would be Karen. Is the wife of a young man that I saw recently. He had something like 4 treatments now so far. He came in on a wheelchair, could not hold up his head, and a lot of saliva and sputums, and couldn't hardly open the mouth. I couldn't examine the tongue. Why don't we just get to Karen and find out what his problem was and what we have done for him so far.
Okay, Karen, are you there?
Yes.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Karen.
Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Can you speak a little louder, Karen?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, get closer to the phone, maybe, yeah.
Okay, is that good?
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
So why don't you tell us first where you and your husband are from and what you guys do?
We live in Orange, California, and presently him does not work, and I stay home and I take care of him.
Okay. So how long has he not worked for?
About 5 years.
Okay. So why don't you start from the beginning how this all began?
In about 1994, he started noticing weakness in his legs and his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, you know, catch his toe when he was walking, and he would trip and fall.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, the weakness just got progressively worse. He started seeing, you know, a variety of doctors, neurologists, and they ran, you know, many tests.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically told him that he had a motor neuron disease. They weren't quite sure exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
They tried a few treatments with him, but nothing has helped him.
What kind of treatments were those?
He had IVIG treatments. Where, you know, it tries to boost the immune system.
Right, okay.
He had that for quite a while, and that did nothing for him.
How long was quite a while?
He had it on and off for maybe 2 or 3 years.
Oh. Mm.
Any other drugs?
What's that?
Any other drugs that they tried on him?
Yes. He was also diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Okay.
And he had intravenous Rocephin, which is an antibiotic, for 2 years also, and that did nothing for him.
Okay. So he had the IVIG treatments to boost the immunity for about 2 to 3 years, which he didn't find any relief at all?
No.
Okay. And also he was diagnosed with Lyme disease. When was he diagnosed with Lyme disease?
We believe he was infected with it in 93, but he wasn't positively diagnosed with it until 98.
Okay, so a few years ago.
Yeah, and we think that that also contributed to all of his problems.
Right, the weakness.
Right.
Okay, and then the IV Rocephin also did nothing to help him.
Right. That was supposed to be, you know, trying to combat the Lyme disease,
mm-hmm.
but at that point he was already so weak that it was not doing anything for him.
Okay.
Any other treatment he had?
Yes, he also had something called plasmapheresis,
mm-hmm.
where they tried to clean the blood out. He
yes.
came into the hospital, into where, you know, people would normally have dialysis,
mm-hmm.
and they would basically clean his blood and take the plasma out,
mm-hmm.
and that also did nothing for him. He had to have a catheter in his chest for that, which also caused problems because he got an infection in the catheter. And
where was his catheter again? I missed that.
It was in his chest.
Oh, in his chest, okay.
Part of his chest, yeah.
And then he got an infection from that.
He got an infection from where the catheter was and had to be hospitalized for 4 days because of the infection.
Okay.
So how about his symptoms? How was it progressive, get worse? Can you describe some of his other symptoms when he get worse?
Yeah, his symptoms are basically, it's the muscle weakness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he was getting weak, and then because he was weak, he was unable to move around, so his muscles were becoming atrophied.
Yes.
Okay.
Shrinking up.
Very much so. And how long has he been on a wheelchair and disabled?
He's been in the wheelchair, for about 4 years, I think.
Yes.
When he's at home, he can walk with a lot of assistance from me.
Mm-hmm.
When we leave the house, he has to go in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Can he walk now? It's hard for me to believe they can walk now.
Yeah, I mean, just around our small apartment, he can, you know, mm-hmm. if I assist him. But, mm-hmm. He would not be able to do that on his own at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, have you ever given it up on the convention? When do you decide that the convention was not working?
Well, we've pretty much known all along. When we saw the neurologist in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
they never really offered us anything. You know, they kind of had the attitude where, well, we'll try this, but they weren't very enthusiastic that anything was going to help him.
Okay.
So we had, you know, nowhere to turn. We had to listen to what they said and try what they had to offer because we had nothing else.
Right. So how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
Actually, my sister-in-law, Kim, she lives up in Clovis, and she was driving down here, and she had the radio on, and she heard Dr. Tong's show.
Oh.
When she got here, she said, oh, you know, this doctor sounds like, you know, he's helped a lot of people with problems that other doctors haven't been able to help.
Mm-hmm.
So we went onto the website, and I, you know, read a little bit of the information. And then we started listening. The following Saturday, we started listening to the show.
Ah.
And then my husband said, you know, let's give this a try.
Should I call in and ask questions? Yes. Right.
So how many treatments has Tim had now, Karen?
He's had four.
Four treatments.
Well, also describe a little bit about the weakness in the neck. He could hardly hold up his head.
Right.
Could hardly open his mouth when I first saw him because I didn't get a good look at the tongue because he... And then you have a lot of thick salivas and mucus and so forth.
Yes, his neck is very weak. That's mm-hmm. one of the weakest parts of his body. He usually has to either have it resting against something
mm-hmm.
or it's leaned all the way forward. He didn't have control over his neck very well.
Mm-hmm.
So it would it would get tired and hang down a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another thing is that I really do not understand him at all.
Right.
Besides you, anybody else understand him at this point?
No.
he can't talk, huh?
Well, yeah. He can talk to me, and I can understand what he says.
Because his tongue is weak, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's got a lot of saliva in his mouth because his tongue is also atrophied.
Mm.
And doesn't allow him to swallow the saliva like we normally would.
Okay.
So he gets a lot of saliva, and it, you know, it gets thick in his mouth.
Right. So he's lost a lot of normal function that we take for granted.
Exactly.
Okay.
So how much has he improved now?
Well, the first improvement that he noticed was that when he breathed, he was able to take in a lot more air.
Yes.
Breath.
Right.
He told me yesterday that he didn't realize how bad his breathing was.
Exactly.
And he noticed, because he noticed such an improvement.
Yes.
That's important. Breathing is very important.
Yes. And that affects his speech also, because if he can't get the air, he can't.
Exactly.
That was the first thing he noticed.
Okay. And after how many treatments did he notice that improvement?
Then after the first, he noticed it a little bit, but he didn't really say anything because he wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
After the first treatment, he told me that he felt differently, but he wasn't exactly sure what it was. Finger on it. And then after the second treatment, actually while he was having the treatment, he said that his chest filled up with air. He could feel
yes.
it.
Right, right.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was, about after the second treatment, second treatment, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing he noticed was that his neck, he had a lot more, he had control over it.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to lift it up and move it around and not have to it lean against something.
Yes.
And he hasn't been able to do that in a very long while.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when we were on our way to Dr. Tong's office on Thursday, it's very hard for him in the car because, you know, you're going over bumps and you're turning, so his neck gets, you know, it's very hard for him with his neck.
Right.
And he noticed that he was able to, not for the whole trip, but for part of it, keep his head against the seat and have some control over it, even his car.
Mm.
And that's how many treatments?
That in the car, that was after three treatments.
Yes.
He had one on Thursday, so he's had four total.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanted to ask you a few questions to contrast my method with what you have done since 1994, okay?
Okay.
Number one, I didn't do any tests.
No.
Correct? Okay. How about my attitude? Did I say I can help him?
Yes, that is the biggest thing for Tim and I.
Yes.
No other doctor has ever said, I can help you. And that was one of the first things that Dr. Tong said to us.
I also...
Did you believe him?
We believe him.
Thank you. Yeah. Another thing is that it's really my goal, because you guys really want to get better, okay? Mm-hmm. To get him walking unassisted, just like, and talking, and back to work. It's
right.
Totally possible.
Mm-hmm. He's quite young, isn't he?
He's 44.
Yeah,
yes, very young.
Totally
very
possible,
young.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Let me just comment a few things. Number one is that it's symptom versus treating the cause. So far, all the tests, you probably have, numerous
right.
tests, you know,
many.
Every doctor will go through a whole bunch of blood tests, MRI, and nerve conduction mm-hmm. tests and all these things. Only test what is wrong, but not why it happened. Okay? So, as a result, you only find out what's the symptom. The drugs, the IVIG, treat the immune system. But our body do not use IVIG, do not use drugs. It's not in our structure, it's not in our function.
Mm-hmm.
All these drugs, okay, doesn't belong to the body. How is it going to improve the body? It's just like putting kerosene in a car. You don't need a genius to know that it will not help, okay? Infection, Lyme disease, it because it became weaker.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone have Lyme's, AIDS, any kind of bugs in the system. But they are in normal amount, small amount. They are all normal to us. Just like every society have all kinds of robbers, criminals, okay? But they don't bother the normal society as long as the law enforcement and also the environments are normal.
Mm-hmm.
But when you park the freeway for a long time and people get hungry and then no policeman, law enforcement to suppress the crime and nobody pick up the garbage, okay? Then normal people become bad. That's just like cancer cell. When they suffocated for a long time without oxygen, they become anaerobic. They start growing without oxygen. So the real cause of the problem is how normal, how balanced, and how healthy the body is, not those bugs, okay? Another thing, plasmapheresis, okay? If the blood's not right, okay, you clean the blood, you're treating the symptom.
Right.
Why the blood turned wrong, okay? Something wrong in the body's mechanism. So the most important thing is find out what the body's mechanism is, okay? The body mechanism, the bottom line is this life. We need to learn this life. Qi
mm-hmm.
is what the Chinese word for it, okay? But we don't need to use the Chinese word, just call it life, okay? Life only exists in the spirit and the mind. We are a vibration. This vibration enters the body through a set of antennas, the meridians, and energizes the body through circulation. Only with this qi, that you can grow. That's why with the blocking of the antenna, you don't have energy. That's why the muscle becomes so atrophy. I really have not seen too many people that atrophy, their muscular atrophy to that degree.
What do you think is the? You think it's a stress? Did he go through a lot of stress 5 years ago, or?
Well,
we were talking about it with Dr. Tong, and he owned his own business.
Yes.
And he was, you know, solely responsible for making any money, and I know that that was stressful on him.
Yes.
So, I mean,
anybody own a business, okay, is very stressful, especially in Southern California, in a tiny town. It's different, okay? I want to make a comment later. I know a comment on my trip to Europe. Much, much different. Today, over here, our lifestyle is so abnormal. It's very, very discouraging, and it's very hard to keep health. But anyway, that's only part, the stress, the business only part of it. You mentioned about, he feel a little guilty.
Now, when we got engaged, I think that put some stress on him too. He had been single for so long, and I think that may have, you know, given him some stress too.
Yeah, let me tell you, his tongue problem and a lot of problem had to do with his heart. He's a good-hearted person.
Yeah.
Okay. So he feel guilty. Okay. That blocks the heart channel. The heart is supports the spleen, which governs the muscle. So when the spleen get weak, the muscle don't grow.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get blocked, so all this all tied together. And when the conventional doctors do not understand that the bottom line to health is life.
Right.
When it's very easy to see, okay, when somebody die, that person no longer have life. All the molecule, the genes, no, mm-hmm. Every physical structure remain the same.
Yeah.
The corpse and the living person, the body, there's no difference.
Right.
The only difference is that life. A living person have life, a dead person doesn't. Okay.
It's hard for the conventional doctors to see it because they can't see it.
They can't see it, and they don't need to see it to make money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to perform. Okay. All they do is conform to the current treatment, and they can survive really nicely. That's why most of them do not want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know what? Kevin, thanks very much for being on our show, because I want to make some, we have a cancellation. I want to make some comment on teaching the public what the real truth regarding our health system is. And we want to follow up with Tim.
Yes, we'd like to follow up with Tim.
Maybe a couple of months later on, and I know that she's going to have a lot of improvement, because you guys, if you come only once a week,
yes,
you will have a lot of treatment. I mean, a lot of improvement later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we look forward to it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, have a nice weekend, okay?
Okay, yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, should we get to our headlines of the day?
Yeah, why don't you know, I had cut out a few newspaper clipping regarding research, you know, the results, and just from the newspaper, and most of you probably have read some of it already,
right,
and want to make some comment on
them. Most of these are from the Orange County Register. The first one we'd like to focus on is knee surgery buckles under study. A type of knee surgery performed on more than 300,000 Americans each year to ease arthritis pain is worthless and perhaps even harmful, government researchers say. And this study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine very recently. What do you have to say about that, Dr. Tong?
Here's a point, okay? What are we doing is all this scientific research study for? What is the ultimate purpose?
Mm-hmm.
They are supposed to provide guidelines to the medical profession to practice medicine and to help the people. But it's not a law that you have to follow the guideline. So right now that you say knee surgery is not good and perhaps harmful, are the doctors going to stop knee surgery? I want you to ask the audience. How many of you think that the doctor is going to stop knee surgery because this thing is published in one of the most prestigious medical journal, New England Journal of Medicine?
Well, they might stop it if insurance companies refuse to pay for it.
That's right. As long as the insurance company pays for it, they are not going to stop it because they make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. You know, I'm not just saying I'm just stating a fact, okay?
Yeah.
Unless you have, you know, unless you really, your livelihood depends on performing, getting results. People are not going to follow because just one study. So
right.
Many studies say back surgery no good. They continue to do it.
Right. The other thing now we can go on to is the hormones, okay? They're talking about the health risks that end the hormone trial. Long-term use of estrogen and progestin significantly increases women's risk of breast cancer, strokes, and heart attacks. And so they're going to...
Here's the second point, okay?
Right.
There is never any consensus. In fact, on the consensus, any current scientific health research on the results, okay? In fact, the hallmark of modern medical research is controversy,
mm-hmm.
is conflicts. No, they never have anything that... So who are we going to follow?
Right.
Okay, are they not going to give hormone therapy? That's the only thing you can offer to a woman according to our medical training.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if anybody have any common sense, why do we use progestin? Progestin is a modified progesterone. Progesterone is what we have in both female and male. It's a precursor to the male and female hormones. Okay, but they change it. They put a different molecule or different groups to change the hormone, so that they say we invented this so we can patent this for money. And anybody by now should understand that anything you put in the body doesn't use, will be harmful. Okay, so but in older study, as long as depends on the research, whether the connection to the who funded the study. Sometimes you say, well, hormones are good, and hormones are bad. Later on, you say hormones are good.
What is your take on that, Dr. Chong?
Totally no good. Even though you use every hormone that the body uses, is not right. You do not take over the body's function. Let's say you have a company, okay? Part of one department is not making a component for the total product, okay? Are we going to import that component? And just ignore why that department not produce that component. If that's the case, you might as well get rid of that department. If the thyroid is not working, you make the thyroid work. You restore function.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't import in thyroid from the outside. Then you fool the pituitary. They're the pituitary, look at the blood. They say, oh, we got a lot of thyroid hormone.
Right.
Our thyroid is working, so we don't send the stimulating trophic hormone.
So then the thyroid atrophy. Mm-hmm.
So you use hormone therapy, you cause atrophy of the organ or the glands, okay, that produce that hormone. So the only right way to do it is restore body function. And the body does not function when the body has no qi.
Right. Before we go on, I'd just like to say again, give us a call if you have questions. Today, actually, 1-800-227-5278 or from Orange County, 714-754-4150. If you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Tong, you can call his office at 714-556-8664 or call him during the week for a quick free phone consultation. Oh, and here's another very interesting headline. The date rape drug has been okay to treat a rare condition. And what do you think the condition is?
That is pathetic, okay?
Narcolepsy.
That's really pathetic, okay? Here's another point is that legalized a drug does not reduce its toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So we spend millions of billions of dollars to fight illegal drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same time, we promote legal drugs. That is totally such a big dilemma.
But it will be sold under some of the most severe restrictions ever imposed on a medicine.
That's ridiculous, okay? You just said they don't.
Can you imagine if rapists got a hold of this drug?
Yes.
Okay.
Our society is falling apart.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Another headline, the study rejects the knee body clock theory, which is that applying light to the back of the knees is just as effective in resetting the sleep-wake cycle as shining lights into the eyes. The knee body clock theory.
The medical professor is making a joke of himself, okay? Does anybody walk with the eyes and see with the knee, the back of the knee? Okay, that's so ridiculous, okay? You know why? The scientific research is a big, big industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because the money is caused.
Yeah,
the money comes from, funded by drug companies, okay, or by the government from forced taxation of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Our money are being wasted. Now, why is this important, okay? Today, our lifestyle is very, very stressful because we work so much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Partly paying all the tax and throwing it away to people that are wasting it by saying that, oh, the knee now is sensitive to the light and set the biological clock.
It's like a waste of money.
Total waste of money,
yeah.
And they are not going to stop because you know why? Number one, the research industry give you a lot of money, you could know, and you sound good in writing grant for research, and then fame.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big industry, it's totally separate from the medical practice.
Right.
They are not tied together.
Well, I have a question. Do they have a lot of research like this in Europe, since we're kind of...
Europe, I don't think they have as much money. And the drug company do not push as much over there, and the people do not accept that as much. You know, we may not have time to comment on that. I try to rush through, but I think next time we will go through it to find out how the European lifestyle is so much more normal.
It seems more in tune with nature.
More in tune with nature, and more regard to the whole rather than personal selfish benefits. And I have decided, okay, I'm not going to end all my retirement entirely in, especially in California. It's a sick place, even though the weather is right, but all the surrounding, the environment, the people, it's just not natural. And I was so much more happy in Europe. I'll find a place that where I can retire.
Well,
so those people call in quick before I retire. your problem is not going to be resolved by the conventional treatments, believe me. Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free quick phone consultation, or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. You can check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. So next week, you think we can maybe get to talking about just kind of how the lifestyle here is abnormal compared to when we went to Europe.
There are a couple of other newspaper clippings about Alzheimer's being going to be triple in how long?
By 2050, Alzheimer rate.
2050, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody really care? There's another one that's, okay, infections, now the fourth leading cause of death.
Hospital infection.
Hospital infection, fourth leading cause of death. So anytime you go to a hospital, you hasten your death. The third leading cause of death, by the way, that people don't know, is caused by medical doctors' legitimate treatment. That's JAMA, July 26, 2000.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBRIGHT, AM 740. Have a great weekend.